Ghana's mission in Brazil has been directed to investigate the case in which some Ghanaian football fans in Brazil are reported to be seeking asylum in that country. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwachifusu, debunked claims by the asylum seekers that there is a religious conflict in the country. He said Ghana is one of the most stable and peaceful countries, not just in West Africa, but also on the African continent. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
My brother, you live in this country, and so you are fully aware that there is no truth in the claim that there is religious conflict in this country. So that one must be put on record, and we have issued a statement to that effect, that there is no religious conflict going on in this country at this time. And therefore, that cannot form the basis for any request for asylum by any alleged or supposed Ghanaian national. It is important to establish clearly the identity and indeed nationality of the people making these claims. And to that effect, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration has directed Ghana's mission or embassy in Brazil to conduct investigations into this matter together with their Brazilian counterpart in order to ascertain the full facts in this matter, based on which appropriate action will be taken.
But Felix, at this moment, is it the government's contention that those 200 people who are seeking asylum in Brazil may not necessarily be Ghanaians?
Well, the fact is that we cannot make any conclusion at this moment. The mere fact that the news report has stated that Ghanaians are making a request for asylum on the basis of religious conflict doesn't mean that on the face of it you accept hook, line and sinker that is the exact situation. It is not unusual for people to claim to be Ghanaians in many nations in order to be able to access one service or the other. The only time that we can conclusively say that what is reported is actually the case is when we have established clearly the specific identities of all those involved and their nationalities. When that happens, then we can take it on from there.
That point is well made. But then you also agree with the fact that during the World Cup, the government, through the Ministry of Youth and Sports, secured sponsorship to take some Ghanaian supporters to Brazil. Are you aware that those who were sent to Brazil, they all returned?
The point must be made that the Brazilian embassy here in Ghana issued about 3,000 visas to various people to go from Ghana to Brazil. So the fact that some 200 are alleged to have sought asylum in Brazil does not necessarily mean that all 200 of them are people who went under the auspices of the government of Ghana.
If you also care to know, about 2 weeks ago, one of our reporters who was in Brazil during the World Cup came back and reported that where the supporters were, there were agents, Brazilian agents, who came to the camp and were recruiting Ghanaians to work in Brazil, and that at one particular day, about 50 people were registered and taken away. That is on one day. And then on previous occasions too, most of the fans were running out of camp, going to other places. And then when they were coming back, more than 150 of the supporters did not follow them back to Ghana. So this report cannot just be disregarded.
I have not disregarded the report. If we have disregarded the report, I'm not sure that we will call on our embassy to investigate the matter. But I'm saying that you cannot take this report hook, line and sinker as the truth until you have looked into it. That is what I'm calling for.